Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A new high-speed internet initiative in Kentucky will help keep the Commonwealth's brightest young people in the state with high-tech employment. That's a prediction of 5th District Congressman Hal Rogers. Congressman Rogers told Kentucky Farm Bureau members during the annual congressional tour in February, broadband is a new interstate.
I think the high-capacity, high-speed internet cable is the new interstate highway of our age. Information comes by way of satellite, cable, what have you. You process that data, information, and you ship it out by cable. There's no trucks involved, there's no trains, there's no barges, there's no airplanes. It's invisible. And yet, it puts people to work.
The veteran congressman said broadband and high-speed internet will hopefully put a stop to our young people leaving the state for better work.
We've shipped out our wonderful young high school graduates who are great and created a brain drain in our state. And I think the way to stop that is the broadband, high-capacity, high-speed internet cable.
Yet, this has been a nonpartisan state and federal effort.
We were able to work with the governor and the state legislature to create a thing called Kentucky Wired, whose ambition is to bring that cable to every single county in the state of Kentucky. And they're well on the way. It's a unique program. Nothing like it in the country. A public-private investment of monies to build the cable system.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Congressman Rogers says it will be costly but worth the investment.
It's going to cost some $400 million, but every community will have the ability to tap into the worldwide high-capacity, high-speed internet cable, allowing us to work at home, in our home community, or even in our home.
He adds some counties are already seeing some benefits in Kentucky.
In Jackson and Owsley County, Kentucky, poor, small counties, the telephone company installed high-capacity cable, and now they've got several hundred jobs in those small counties processing information by way of the cable. It works. And it'll give us the chance to keep these bright young people that you're educating, a chance to keep them at home.
United States Congressman Hal Rogers. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.